Classic Hits, 99.7 KFRC. It's 8:10. Cammy and Dean. Cammy is taking the day off. It's first day of school for Lewis and Henry, so the Duke.
That allows the Duke to step right in here with you, Mr. Goss.
And it becomes Dean and the Duke for the morning here. Well, hey, let's chat with Brad Fisher, bullpen coach of the Oakland A's, joining the show right now. Brought to you by Motel 6, I believe. Is it not? Is it? Doesn't matter?
Heineken, I believe.
Heineken. Well, so let's have a beer.
Which is what you should always bring to a Motel 6.
Exactly. And a ball game. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Good. How are things? You guys got to be feeling pretty good today.
Everything is good, yeah. We rolled out of Toronto with a happy note.
Well, being in first place is nice.
Well, I tell you what, our club is playing good right now. We're excited, and we're here in Texas now for a day off. And I tell you, it couldn't be a better day off after a nice home road trip in Toronto. And guys are pretty excited right now.
That was kind of bizarre with Lily not wanting to leave the game.
Well, you know what? I talked to Ted yesterday, and it was just a situation. He's embarrassed by it. He feels bad about the whole situation. Obviously, got into an argument with the manager on the mound. And the manager was pretty aggressive when he came out and took the ball. And it just angered Ted, and you know, just everything came to a head. And then when they got in the tunnel, all hell broke loose. So I guess everything has settled down now, and they're getting along again, and hopefully everything will be okay for Ted.
But it adds that special sense of drama to the game, right, Brad?
Well, I tell you what, all over the newspapers and in the media, the next day in Toronto, that's all you saw. You didn't see the fact that they lost the game and kind of collapsed, lose or win an 8-0. We came back and beat them. All you saw was pictures of Ted Lilly and Gibbons in the paper and on the TV. So
yeah.
It did take precedence over what actually happened on the field.
What a comeback. What does that, a comeback like that, being down 8-0, coming back and winning the game, what does it do for the team? Is it something that just carries over and really fires you guys up and go back out the next day? And
well, you know what? In this case, I think it did. That was something that we really hadn't done hardly at all this year, come back from such a big deficit. And I walked into the clubhouse after the game, and Frank Thomas was walking around saying that was the best thing for our offense. That was the biggest game that we've had all year for our offense. It kind of gave them hope. We struggled offensively all year, and it was a game where they really came back and took over, and it gave them some confidence, and I think it's going to carry over. You know, you really look at what our team has done offensively the second half of the season, and we've been pretty good. I think we're hitting in the mid-270s since the break, so... we struggled the first half offensively. A game like that really gives us confidence. And, boy, last night our offense was working out, hitting on all 8 cylinders, and it was fun to watch.
All right, we're with Brad Fisher, bullpen coach of the Oakland A's. Brad, Rich Harden's stat